Yep, and that's right. It's at 35 past the hour. The morning machine, the machine that makes your mornings move. We going to continue the conversation, of course, with Mindset Mondays, presented by Passion Purpose Coaching, and none other than Coach Jarvis is on the mic, is on the radio right now. Good morning, my brother.
You so amped. Good morning, my brother.
As well I should be. My brother's on the line. And then we had a great weekend. Yeah, but we got to talk about this mindset first, though.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
First of all, say big shout out to the team for everything that they was able to complete this weekend. All the adversity that was faced, we was able to overcome. I seen the event with you and the kids. Wonderful event. Mike Robb going out to Bourbons and Bowties and then attending another event. I mean, it was just a lot of moving pieces. And there was a lot of other things going on in the background as well. But you know what I mean? It's to be noted, or whatever the case may be. But just going off what I want this particular mindset to be for this particular week. I'm in a space, and in this space I'm deciding to grow instead of to spaz out and do all the other things that will normally come with the space that I'm currently in. This is just me being transparent as a coach and letting you know that I too go through things. In this space, I'm choosing to grow because you have to learn to realize that when you're growing as a person, you may outgrow the people that are around you, and you have to be comfortable with that. And you have to be comfortable with outgrowing those people because, as the saying goes, everybody can't go, and everybody's not willing to go. And once you realize that there are things that are not conducive to what you have going on, you either move in a certain format or you completely separate yourself. So when you're doing things like that, as Marcus said, when you're working the process backwards, you actually are attacking the issues in a manner that is not only respectable and professional, but also in a manner that has to be respected. When you're not getting involved in the convolution of different conversation, because people will have you modify who you are because they have not yet figured out who they are. And they're trying to get you to come to terms with who they are when you really understand who you are. So you have to be mindful of that. So in this week, I want everybody to be conscientious about your circle. Be conscientious about the people that are in your circle. Take a real assessment of those people that are in your circle. Ask yourself, why are these people around me? Why do these people want me around them? Because if they are who they say they are, they can actually move forward and replace you and move on, if that's the case. And me being the person I am, I feel like when you show somebody who you are, they should believe you. I think Maya Angelou said that. But when you show somebody who you are, you have to continue to show them who you are. Mm-hmm. It's time for you to try to move in another format, because it's no, in life and in business, we don't have the time allotted to try to convince someone that we are who we say we are. It's people that are leaving here every day. It's people that are not able to give themselves to people anymore because they have transitioned. And I have seen a lot of people transition. I've been in the midst of people who are in the process of transitioning, and life just is really serious to me right now. And I've been seeing a lot of games being played in my midst. And to be perfectly honest with you, I'm tired of it. Yeah. And it's time to start holding people accountable.
Right.
Accountable for their actions, accountable for what they do, what they don't do. And at the end of the day, I want this Mindset Monday to reveal something to everybody. Remove the titles from everybody and handle them according to their actions.
Speak, my
brother. If you don't have a title associated with it, you will handle that person as if you just really met that person, and you will handle that person effectively and efficiently, and you will handle that person in a manner where it doesn't cause any hurt, harm, or damage to you or them. It's right. Just a respectable, that ain't what I'm on, that ain't what I'm about, you feel, and that's not how I'm going to move. And never, ever, ever sabotage or sacrifice who you are for something that you don't stand for.
Come on, brother. Please speak. Say that again. Please.
Never, ever sacrifice who you are.
Ever.
Ever. For something that you don't stand for. If you don't stand for it, don't stand on it. Don't even put yourself in the midst of it. Because at the end of the day, when you're walking as a brand and you are the brand, everybody pays attention to the brand. When I say they pay attention to the brand, they pay attention to everything that's associated with that brand.
Yes, sir.
You got to be mindful about that. And being in a leadership position, I have to be mindful about that, because I am a brand that is responsible for brands. 1026 Situations Media is a brand that is responsible for brands.
Correct.
And I wanted to get on the radio this morning and talk about this, because it's like the whole concept at home. You know what I mean? People don't speak on things, and then it's just uncomfortable. It's time to start speaking on things. You ain't got to be rude and obnoxious, but speak on it. Have that conversation. Make that mention, because if you don't, then people are going to still behave according to what they're already behaving in, and they're never going to modify themselves. So you got to stop not addressing things. Address it. You don't have to address it in a combative and argumentative tone. You can do exactly what I'm doing right now.
Right.
And you can have the conversation. And when you have the conversation, after that conversation, then and only then can you make a educated decision on what you need to do versus what you need not to do. And that comes with, you may have to put yourself in a position of being alone so you can think clearly, separate yourself from things and all the distractions, so you can actually meditate and really, really come to terms to what's what, because it's no better decision than the hard decision.
Right.
And when you make those hard decisions, things become a lot easier, because once you start to make them, they become a lot easier. And I've been having conversations with a plethora of people who have been really assessing me. Nobody knows this, but I do. They have been assessing me and have been communicating with me about how much I let others pull on me. And I never paid attention to I started to focus on how much people really do pull on me.
So
people,
true.
People, yep. Listeners, Rob, Prince, 1026 family, be careful about how much people pull on you, because you don't even reciprocate it. You don't pull on people. But people will pull on you, and people will suck you dry, and you'll be a prune, and they will be living their greatest life because they have took all of your energy.
Oh, my brother. Are you in my head right now? Yo, you in my mind. Obviously, my mindset is there today. You are speaking exactly what's on my mind today. Go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
No, that's totally fine, because that's the type of response that I want, because it's okay to get on here and give all of this, hey, you know, Mindset Monday, hey, everybody should do this. But when it's time to be real, it's still a mindset as well, because at the end of the day, people got to stop being so immature in their thought process and start to stand on the maturity that is needed when you're talking about doing things at a high level, when you're talking about moving in excellence, when you're talking about having a structure, when you're talking about having a character. As a brand, you have to move in a certain way. And if you don't move that way, and if you don't want to move that way, and you see people that are moving that way, stop getting in the way.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, you know, we all go through what we go through. We all walk the walks that we walk. All I'm saying is, be mindful of who you're walking with. Mindset Monday.
That was all that was needed after that, was the bomb. That was what was needed after that. You were thinking the same thing. Man, I'm for I tell you. If it went over your head this morning, it went over your head this morning. That means you're not paying attention. That's all.
They can do the replay.
Yeah, yeah. Replay will be up there later on this afternoon. I'm just saying. But you spoke. And when you speak, it's not like you're not speaking real. You're not fabricating anything.
No, that's all I know. And I'm, and the thing is, with me knowing that's all I know, I'm no longer interested in people who don't know that about me.
Man, oh man, I'm telling you. I gotta play that bomb. I gotta drop that bomb again. That's why I had so much energy this morning, because I had a feeling something, some heat was coming. I had a feeling a mindset of heat was coming. But you know what? But it's true. Because
yeah, so true.
There's got to be accountability. There's got to be accountability.
If I got to be accountable, you have to be accountable as well.
Exactly. Because, as you said, people look at the brand and the people who are associated with the brand. And when the brand is not operating on a certain level, they're going to look at the people in it and say, hey, well, it becomes a valuation of the people in it. You see what I'm saying? And it, you know, when you look.
Anytime, for those that don't know who are starting in the business,
yeah.
Anytime your business is not moving or operating effectively and efficiently, they call that a failure of leadership. So if you are in a leadership position and you don't sit down and you don't have real assessments and talks with yourself about your leadership style, your leadership abilities, what you bring to the table, so forth, so on, you may be in the wrong position.
Drop another bomb again. That's three for the day. We gonna go a good seven. I mean, we on multiple Mondays are multiples of seven. We might as well go a seven bomb. Why not?
Yeah, we can keep going. The way you start your business is the way you finish your business.
That's four.
That's five.
That's five.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Hold on, you got one more?
So what?
Oh, I thought you had one more.
Oh, I can keep going. You know, the character and the culture of the business is the character and the culture of the people that are within the business.
Number six? Come on, give me a number. Give me a seventh.
If you're not praying for your business will pray on you.
Completion. Mindset Monday, presented by Passion Purpose Coaching. It's right here every Monday.
Every Monday, and all of that was off the dome. None of that was written down, by the way. That was a freestyle.
Oh, people don't know. Every week it's off the dome.
I know. Most people don't know that.
Like, yeah. I mean, every week it's off the dome, but you got to listen to understand. Anyway, listen, where can they find you, follow you, book you, man?
Yeah, it's passionpurposecoaching.com. I'm laughing because I love my sister Trinette. my sister said, well, I'm pulling on you today. You're one of the ones that can pull on me. FYI. I just went to my message. That was hilarious. But passionpurposecoaching.com, Passion Purpose Coaching. And I want all of my real ones to know, and they know who they are, who've been riding with me from day one. And they know why I feel the way I feel, because 9 times out of 10, I've had a conversation with them about it. I salute you, respect you, and appreciate everything you have and been doing. And let's just keep working, because, you know, turbulence is the price you pay for flying high.
Man. There's always turbulence. Anytime you take a flight, there's turbulence at some point. It's not always going to be the smoothest flight all the time. You know, the road is not going to be smooth all the time. You're going to run over potholes, manhole covers. It's always going to be a bump somewhere. You know, who said life was going to be easy? Do you remember anybody saying life is easy?
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard anybody say that?
Yes.
Life is easy?
No.
Life ain't
never meant to be easy.
Nope, it's not.